WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The nation's highest court today takes arguments on the Biden administration's proposed student debt relief.
Lawyers for two individual borrowers in six Republican-led states set to argue that the plan President Biden announced last August to cancel billions of dollars in student loans for more than 40 million Americans is a gross overreach of his executive powers. The plan is a key Biden campaign promise and would cancel up to $10,000 in student loans for individuals earning less than $125,000 a year, $20,000 if they were recipients of Pell Grants.
ABC's Faith Abube. Separately, the court announced it would take up a major challenge to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau created in the wake of the 2008 financial system meltdown, arguments likely in the fall. Gas prices continue to decline. The government says its national average price for regular dropped almost 4 cents in the past week, now down to $3.34 a gallon. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court is going to take a look at identity theft and a federal law that imposes a 2-year prison sentence on those convicted of it. It stems from a case involving healthcare fraud.
David Dubin, a managing partner of a psychological services company, was convicted of healthcare fraud for submitting a Medicaid insurance claim that contained three falsehoods. Although the federal aggravated identity theft statute never uses the phrase identity theft, the government is arguing that what Dubin did also squarely fits within the statutory text of the law. The justices will now decide if a defendant has to steal one's identity to commit the crime of identity theft. Dubin could have 2 years added to his prison sentence based on the justices' decision. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
More Americans are looking to buy homes, the National Association of Realtors says. Its index of pending home sales jumped more than 8% last month. That's the biggest increase in more than 2 years. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. So Ralph Nader has called out Elon Musk, basically calling him a welfare queen. He uses the word king, but Reagan popularized the term queen. So he tweeted, Musk started Tesla with a huge U.S. government welfare grant. He has taken taxpayers to the cleaners for his factories and for Starlink. He's a giant corporate welfare king masquerading as a capitalist businessman. Now, in his defense, Musk points out, and he says, Ralph Nader, you're lying. Shame on you. He said, I personally provided almost all Tesla funding based on my proceeds from PayPal. In January 2010, Tesla did receive a $465 million loan from the U.S. Department of Energy. This was under the plan, the Advanced Technology Vehicles Manufacturing Program. That was initiated, I believe, by the Obama administration and was hated by Republicans. But Tesla repaid that loan, in fact, 9 years before it was due. So, and I'm a fan of government loans. So I'm not sure that I'm totally with Ralph calling him a welfare queen, but he is, you know, using that. But on the other hand, now we've got, you know, the creator of Dilbert, Scott Adams, going on his podcast, going on this long rant about how it's time for white people to separate themselves from black people. Get the F away from them. And then he goes into this whole thing about how where he lives, there's not a lot of black people. Because, you know, if you live in an area where there's a lot of black people, there's a lot of crime. And, you know, quack, 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 quack. This was his rant. And Friday, I believe it was, maybe Saturday, in the Oregonian, our statewide newspaper here in Oregon, they've dropped Dilbert. I believe the Cleveland Plain Dealer was probably the first to a major U.S. newspaper to do it. The Washington Post yesterday announced that they've dropped Dilbert. And so in response to this, to bring this back to Elon Musk, he just tweeted, and I quote, this was on February 26th, this was yesterday, at around noon. He says, quote, for a very long time, U.S. media was racist against non-white people. Now they're racist against whites and Asians. Same thing happened with elite colleges and high schools in America. Maybe they can try not being racist. Racist against whites, U.S. media? I mean, I get it where, you know, if you grew up in apartheid South Africa, as Elon Musk did, you might think that, but I'm not there. I'm sorry, Elon. I just don't think it's an explanation for what's going on in America at all. I think it's, but it is what the Republican Party, this is the hay that they're making, is reaching out to white people and saying that Democrats want black people and gay people and Hispanics and Asians and Muslims and people from the middle, they want them to replace you. Now, that's the exact language that Tucker Carlson uses on Fox. It used to be something that you would only find over at the Stormfront, you know, the Nazi website, and now it's all over the Republican Party. It is now a normal part of the discourse of the Republican Party, and something I think we need to take very seriously. Anti-white bias in the American media. Now, come on, give me a break. And racism. I mean, you know, racism requires a certain level of power to assert it. Meanwhile, here in Oregon, there's a fascinating story. There's a county in Oregon. It's called Columbia County. It's a very rural county. It's a very red county. And Sean, do you know where Columbia County is located? Is it over in the east, northeast? 2 miles from your house. Oh, so it's south and west of Portland. Okay, toward the seacoast. Okay, I get it now. The law here in Oregon allows not just statewide ballot initiatives, but countywide or citywide ballot initiatives. Citizens can get things on the ballot and they can make law. Citizens can be lawmakers. And so the good citizens of Columbia County got together and they passed a citizens initiative declaring their county was a Second Amendment sanctuary. And the initiative said, and this is a quote from it, from the new law, quote, all acts or laws, orders, rules, or regulations regarding firearms, firearm accessories, and ammunition are a violation of the Second Amendment. And it goes on to say that only elected sheriffs may decide which rules to enforce and which ones not to enforce. So, of course, you know, gun safety advocates in Oregon sued. In Columbia County, sued, and it went before a three-judge panel, a state panel. This is one step below the state Supreme Court. Judges Tukey, Caymans, and Egan, James C. Egan, and they unanimously ruled that the county was out of line. But here's where it gets interesting, and Steve Dean is a great op-ed columnist here in Portland. I've been reading his stuff for years. When I used to do a local show here in Oregon, he was a regular on our show, or he was on our show frequently, because he's such a good writer. I just loved reading his writing. One of the best reasons to subscribe to The Oregonian. And he's quoting from the decision, knocking down this citizen initiative in Columbia County. And Tyler Smith was the attorney for the Oregon Firearms Federation that brought this, that was behind the Citizens Initiative, and that showed up in court to argue that the appeals court should allow the county to maintain their Second Amendment sanctuary status. And apparently, in his arguments, Attorney Smith said that they had to do this because of the United Nations and international firearms laws, which is a long-held fever dream on the right, that international Jews, mostly, I mean, this is part of their anti-Semitic worldview, that international Jewish people are, through the United Nations, have proposed anti-gun legislation that they want to impose on America so the UN troops will come in here and take away your guns. It's nonsense. I mean, there's literally no truth to it. But it is believed by these people. So here's what Egan said in his decision. This is a quote from the actual decision of this court here in Oregon. In other words, he writes, Smith came before this court and referenced UN mandates, which is a well-documented trope meant to invoke white supremacist, anti-Semitic fear of a takeover of our country by outsiders and minorities who are manipulated by an elite class of supervillains. The anti-democratic ideas and quasi-legal theories propounded by the CSPOA and embedded in the Second Amendment sanctuary ordinances have their origins in the writings of William Potter Gale, who founded the Posse Comitatus movement in the 1960s, and in the writings of the Aryan Nations. The premise of such writings is the anti-Semitic and racist conspiracy theory that Jews are at the heart of America's problems, that people of color are unwitting pawns to be manipulated by one side or the other, and that zealots must prepare for a final battle in the last days. These ideas are, of course, nothing new, unique, or intelligent, They are instead just a rehashing of the ancient trope of a secret Jewish government. They are the retelling of a lie that led to the murder of over 6 million Jews within living memory. Put plainly, the Columbia County Ordinance is repugnant, debasing our constitutional rights. The arguments propounded unfettered access to guns, ammunition, and implements of destruction give rise to waging of war against government because the proponents believe that our government is infected by those they hate. Thus, to the dustbin of history, of course, goes the argument of UN mandates and constitutional sheriffs. Good on you, Judge Egan, here in Oregon, and good on you, Steve Dean, for writing an op-ed about it. Expect this exact same kind of thing to come to a state near you, particularly if you live in a state that has that does allow county governments to have ballot initiatives. And frankly, I wouldn't be surprised to see it pop up at a statewide level in Idaho. We'll see. But at least one judge or three-judge panel has weighed in, and pretty emphatically.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Reality bites the gun law. Oh, I just mentioned that. Oh, good news. The world's first mass-scale sodium ion battery. I got to tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or a bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. Here's why I've been using ExpressVPN for almost a decade. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. And in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. You can thank Donald Trump for that. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. Works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. ExpressVPN.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's exactly what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plush Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now. And now is the perfect time, because I can get you a 35% discount on Cozy Earth. That's a big deal. Just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, it's spelled T-H-O-M, and save 35%. Anything on the website. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. So, good news. This is our geeky science for the day. And as Joe Biden would say, a BFD. The hit on lithium-ion batteries is that, you know, lithium is hard to find. In fact, there's a big battle going on, a big legal battle going on right now. The largest lithium mine in the United States is on the Nevada-California border. And there's a group of environmentalists who are suing to try to stop it. They were just defeated in court last week. The judge ruled that the benefit to society of having, with regard to climate change, of having lithium available for batteries to electrify America outweighed the local environmental concerns, which is fascinating. But now this company, these two companies, Natron Energy, they're based out of Santa Clara, and Clarios International, they're based out of Milwaukee, but they own a battery factory in Michigan that's been making lithium-ion batteries. These two companies got together, and they're making sodium-ion batteries now. Now, sodium is, like, abundant. It's everywhere, right? The most common form of sodium that you and I come into contact with all the time, you know, free sodium, elemental sodium, is extraordinarily volatile, oxidizes super rapidly, burns. But the most common form of sodium that you and I know about is when sodium is combined with chlorine to form NaCl, sodium chloride, which is, you and I know of it as table salt, right? Salt. So what they're doing is they're making batteries basically out of salt. I'm you know, assuming that it's a different salt of sodium bound to a different element. But because sodium is so reactive, that is to say, it acquires or sheds electrons and maybe protons, I don't know, but certainly electrons, really easily. It's perfect for making batteries, and they are literally now making sodium-ion rechargeable batteries in this factory in Michigan. They're going to start production. They're tooling up right now. They're going to start production in the next couple of months, and we're going to start seeing sodium-ion batteries in cars, in phones, right across the board, all kinds of applications. And this will be a game changer.
I'm telling you, we are, you know, in this whole, the whole spectrum of clean energy and moving away from climate change and fossil fuels, much to the regret of the fossil fuel industry and over their loud objections and concerns and screams and yells and hollers. We are moving toward from the early adopter phase to the early mass market. Well, we're solidly in the early mass market phase now. I'm seeing electric cars driving down the street all the time. I told you the story. Louise and I bought one, an Ioniq 5. In fact, Louise went over to the store the other day. She had to pick up some paint. And as she was about to get in the car, this woman in the parking lot came up to her and said, my husband and I are thinking of getting, we've got an Ioniq 5. It's a Hyundai. It was the car of the year this year. And it's not particularly expensive, you know, high 30s, low 40s, depending on how fancy you get it. $35,000 to $45,000, more or less. And it's an SUV. It's big. It gets 240 miles to a charge. I charge it, you know, just from my garage, just regular normal electricity. It's very inexpensive to drive. I'm paying about a quarter for my electricity of what people typically pay for gasoline to drive their cars. And it's got more pickup than any car I've ever had in my life. I mean, you stomp on the gas pedal, the electric pedal, whatever you call it, and it just pins you right back in the seat. If you need to move quick, you know, lane passing or whatever, there's nothing out there like it. I mean, this is electric cars generally, of course. But I think that we are now moving into middle mass market within 2 years, particularly since the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, which is giving billions to build out, you know, car charging stations all across the United States, particularly on our freeway system. And now that these cars, I mean, this Ioniq 5 will charge from 0 to 80%, which is a 200 mile range. It'll charge from 0 to 80% in 18 minutes. We did it. I don't know, we weren't at zero, but we were fairly low, in 20 minutes, basically. And this is the new generation of cars that are built on these 800 volt frames that can take a full charge in a half hour. And, you know, pretty soon, I think a lot of restaurants are going to start putting charging stations in their parking lots. I mean, it's the perfect thing, right? Gas stations moved into the convenience store stuff as a logical way because, you know, when you fill up your car, you got to come in and pay for it. So, hey, let's sell them junk food. Well, if the charge, you know, filling up with gas takes just 5 minutes, filling up with electricity takes 15, 20 minutes. So where's the logical place to put these things? Outside of Walmarts, outside of strip malls, outside of restaurants. And I predict that you're going to start seeing restaurants that are pitching themselves to the drivers of electric cars. Anyhow, we'll pick up your calls after the break. We talked about a lot of stuff today.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What's on your mind? I'll be right back with your calls after this break.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
WAUK 54.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The nation's highest court today takes arguments on the Biden administration's proposed student debt relief.
Lawyers for two individual borrowers in six Republican-led states set to argue that the plan President Biden announced last August to cancel billions of dollars in student loans for more than 40 million Americans is a gross overreach of his executive powers. The plan is a key Biden campaign promise and would cancel up to $10,000 in student loans for individuals earning less than $125,000 a year, $20,000 if they were recipients of Pell Grants.
ABC's Faith Abube. Separately, the court announced it would take up a major challenge to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau created in the wake of the 2008 financial system meltdown, arguments likely in the fall. Gas prices continue to decline. The government says its national average price for regular dropped almost 4 cents in the past week, now down to $3.34 a gallon. This is ABC News.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, sis. Missed you this morning.
Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, a message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. And welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Jesus in McAllen, Texas. Hey, Jesus, what's up?
Hey, Tom. God bless John McCain for his vote that allowed us to keep Obamacare. I'm calling to ask you to convince me not to vote for Trump. I voted for Trump in 2016, convinced that he had no chance of winning the presidency. That's my first reason. The second reason was I was more afraid of Ted Cruz becoming president than I was afraid of Trump. So I'm considering voting for Trump in 2024.
In the Republican primary?
Yes, in the primary, because I think that would cause chaos if he does become their candidate.
Yeah.
And I would like to help in that endeavor. So convince me, why shouldn't I do that?
Well, I would just stay out of it, frankly. I know that there are Democrats who have been and this was a very kind of politically charged issue in the last election, in the 2022 election, that there were Democrats who were in the primaries supporting radical right-wing Republicans because they wanted to run against them. They thought they would be easier to defeat. And in most cases, that logic proved to be the case. And I think that if your analysis, Jesus, is that if Trump becomes the Republican nominee, he will be easier to defeat than somebody like DeSantis or, frankly, the one that or Greg Abbott. I'm really looking at Brian Kemp down in Georgia. I think he's probably the guy who's going to be the dark horse candidate who might take it. We'll see. We'll see. But he's raising money like there's no tomorrow right now. And he's completely off everybody's radar screen. And so if Trump was the nominee, he might be easier to beat. On the other hand, we don't know for sure at this point. It looks like Joe Biden's going to be the candidate, but we don't know that for sure. We all got burned in 2016. I'm just not willing to be that enthusiastic about Trump as a candidate. I think your vote, does Texas have open primaries? Can you vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary?
At least in the past, that's been the case. So I was able to vote for Trump in 2016. So I imagine nothing has changed.
Yeah, it's a good question, Jesus. I don't have a glib or easy answer for you. And in fact, let me just toss that open for the rest of the week. This is the last 20 minutes of this today's program, but at any point during this week, if anybody wants to weigh in on whether Democrats should be hoping for Trump as the nominee or not, he may not even be qualified to be the nominee if he gets convicted. So we'll see. But interesting question.
Yeah, we can only pray.
There you go. There you go. I've got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you again.
One more thing.
Sure.
President Biden, if you're listening, please consider giving this man the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Tom Hartman. I can trust what he says.
Bless you, Jesus. I definitely have not earned it. That's a big deal. But thank you very much for your kind words. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about what's become more apparent, at least to me, in the Philadelphia region where I live. Is the extent of the distinction between the Ukrainian people and Russia? The city of Philadelphia has an enormous cathedral. It's a Ukrainian Catholic cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, and they've been profiling a lot of the Ukrainian community in the local news media because of their enormous presence. And when I was growing up, I would see this cathedral. It's enormous. It has a gold dome. You can't miss it. It's modeled.
Are you sure it's not Ukrainian Orthodox? You said Catholic.
That's the whole point of this conversation, Tom.
Okay.
There are also Ukrainian Orthodox. Now, they are in the vast majority of the Ukrainians.
Right.
But they also are distinct. Now, the Ukrainian Catholics are in communion with the Roman Catholic Church. They recognize the Pope as the spiritual authority.
Right.
Now, this is a key thing. The Ukrainian Orthodox just broke about 5 years ago from the spiritual authority of the Russian Orthodox Church.
That's correct.
They went through the whole rigmarole of whatever the Orthodox theologians have to go through to break with the Metropolitan of Moscow, which is sort of like the Pope of the Russian Orthodox Church.
Right.
They didn't want to be under their thumb.
Which is why Mr. Kirill, you know, Putin's advisor, is going insane. And that was, by the way, in 2021, Putin's 21-page screed that is, you can see it, it's still published over on the Kremlin's website. I'll probably be talking about this in more detail tomorrow. In that screed where he's claiming there's no Ukrainian country, you know, that it's all part of Russia. He also goes into a lengthy thing about how the Ukrainian church is really just part of the Church of Russia, the Orthodox Russian Church.
Well, it not anymore. The Orthodox people have broke with them. The Catholics are obviously not. And again, in Philadelphia, they've been here, especially the Catholics, since the 1880s. In my neighborhood, we had a Ukrainian credit union, and when I grew up and got married, I thought, well, I'm going to support a credit union. I tried to join, and they said, I'm sorry, you have to be Ukrainian. So when it comes to having a unique, distinct cultural identity, the Ukrainian people have one, and it's only come to the foreground in Ukraine since the fall of the Berlin Wall. They weren't allowed to really promote their language. Obviously, the religion was out the window. Back then, more than half the people didn't associate with either of the churches. But now that they can, they're in the Catholic Church, they're distinct from the Russian Orthodox Church, and even their cuisine. They have Ukrainian chefs on the TV, and they're everyone's trying to promote some solidarity with the Ukrainian people. They just had a huge march over the weekend up to the Philadelphia Art Museum steps. That's where Rocky ran up.
That's great.
If you want to have a protest and you want cameras, go to the Rocky steps. You'll get paid attention to.
Right.
So this whole notion that culturally, oh, these are just a bunch of, you know, lost tribe of Russians that just have a slightly different accent on a word here or there.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're completely different, and they have been for a long time. If you go back,
Ukraine pre-existed Russia.
882
was the year that Oleg, who was Swedish, ironically, became the first king of Kiev, and there was no Russia at that point in time. So Ukraine preceded Russia.
And the other thing, that the fact that they're worried about the Nazis in the Ukraine. Let me ask you something. Are there any Nazis still in Germany? Are there any fascists still in Italy? Why would Putin build two Nord Stream pipelines of natural gas to feed the Nazis of Germany? Why aren't they worried about those Nazis?
Yeah.
Why aren't they worried about Romania and Hungary, who were Axis powers?
Yeah.
They were fighting the Allies.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, you know, and now the Nazis in America are all joining hands with Putin. You know, I mean, you've got this coalition of the hard right.
A complete lie.
Yeah, and I mean, now that Putin has changed his tune, now, you know, now that his official line about why he has to take down Ukraine now is because Ukraine is promoting homosexuality and same-sex marriage, and trans people. And this was his speech last Tuesday, and the Republicans are loving it. I mean, they're starting to fall into line. They're starting to oh yeah, Putin, yeah, we're with him. You know, let's all hate on the gays. And it's like we're seeing this weird collection of tankies on the left and Nazis on the right, all throwing in with Putin against a democracy, a pluralistic democracy in Ukraine. It's insane. Paul, I need to move along to the next caller, but thank you for the call. That fascinating stuff about what's going on in Philadelphia. I do appreciate it. Corky in Rochester, New York. Hey, Corky, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like you to turn off the Republican switch. I don't want to hear this. I'm going to tell them how you get elected. First of all, worry about my kids. I got to get my kids through college. I don't have any extra money to put in 401k. I got myself helping my child and my father and mother helping my child.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, how am I going to live from week to week? Give me $20 an hour. That allows my wife to stay home, help the kids when they come home from school with their homework. That's how it used to work. And that's why we had such a smart society.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had almost 15 hours a day of schooling of our children if our wife was home. I mean, these are things that that we need. The ordinary people need these things.
Mm-hmm.
Stop giving these tax breaks to people who are billionaires.
Yeah.
And if they're not going to pay 15%, then freeze their money.
Yeah.
You do that to me. If I didn't pay my mortgage, you'd freeze my money and put me into bankruptcy.
Yeah, no, in the 42 years since Reagan's presidency, we have completely changed our tax code. Our tax code used to benefit mostly middle-class people, you know, with a mortgage deduction and the interest deduction, credit card interest deduction, car interest deduction. All that went away with Reagan, and we got a brand new tax code that basically allows, if you make over $1 million a year, or maybe even over $700,000-$800,000 a year, you can reconfigure your income so that you pay no income taxes at all, or so that you pay 2 or 3% income taxes, which is what your average billionaire in America is paying right now. And that's wrong. I mean, you know, you're absolutely right, Corky. We need to change the system. The system is fundamentally broken and fundamentally flawed. And it's not an accident, and it's not because of the deep state, and it's because the Republican Party made it that way over repeatedly, with three major changes to our tax code, one under Reagan, one under George W. Bush, and one under Donald Trump. And we need to reverse them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is 46 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls, remember this.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my first commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or a bus on speakerphone for everyone to hear. I mean, you don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. And thanks to Donald Trump and Ajit Pai blowing up net neutrality here in the United States, exclusively in the United States. They can't do this in Europe. It's against the law. But here in the United States, they can legally sell your information, the websites that you visited, when and where you visited, how long you were on them, to anybody they want, who will then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. You just fire up the app and click one button. Works on phones, laptops, even routers. Everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today, like I do, at expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get an extra 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back, Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Just calling from Florida. And I just want to throw something out there. I haven't heard anybody in the news media talking about this. With all of these draconian proposals and what is becoming law, and then because it's so vague, it's being enforced in all kinds of crazy ways. The latest thing last week, they banned the book about Jesse Owens. Of course, he's an Olympic winner for the United States.
Right.
How do you ban the picture book on Jesse Owens? I don't know.
But they banned a book. They banned books that have to do with Martin Luther King, too.
Well,
and Rosa Parks.
A college professor with 21 years and tenure is being threatened to be have his job taken because in the discussion he gave out letters from a Birmingham jail.
Exactly.
You know, it's astronomical. Yes. But what I wanted to say, I haven't heard anyone mention, where is the federal government in all this? Because the federal government, number one, provides a lot of money for education to the state of Florida.
Number two,
I notice, I don't know the latest numbers because it changes, but the federal government supplies dollars to schools based on student population to purchase library books. So how can the federal government stand by and see discrimination where black books are either being thrown out, they had been purchased with money from the federal government, and now they're saying they can't use it? Where's the Department of Education? I haven't heard a peep.
Interesting question. I don't know. I don't know, Jerry, that they have any legal authority. We don't have a, well, pretty much every state has, requires attendance to schools. Although that's been weakening a lot over the last couple of decades. I learned all about this back when our youngest was home. We homeschooled her for her last 3 years of high school. I don't think that there's any federal standards for education. I think the Department of Education mostly is there to provide assistance as opposed to enforce, rules and standards. But it's not an area that I am that well informed about. Let me just toss that out there. If anybody really knows these things, give us a shout anytime during the week and we can talk about it. Because it's a very good question, Jerry. I'm sorry I don't have an easy answer for you off the top of my head. I'm sorry. Thanks for the call, though. Ruby in Portland. Hey, Ruby, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, hi. I was just calling. The lady called in about the Q thing, about where that came from, and she thought it was Star Trek, but it actually was the rando person who started it was posting these messages on the chat board called 4chan back in, I guess it was like 2017. And they were claiming that they were some CIA operative who had Q level clearance. So
that's right.
I think that's like the highest
I remember
level
that.
Of clearance.
I'm not even sure it exists, but they made that claim, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what that's all about, which is also just another whole thing where he's claiming he's some CIA, top level.
Right. Government insider.
And also,
although maybe he was on, maybe he was inspired to make that up by Star Trek. I mean, who knows? But Ruby, thank you for that. Thanks for setting the record straight. I appreciate it. Tim in Shelby Township, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. As far as Trump being the nominee, we do not want him as the nominee because if he is not, he's going to go ballistic. All his cult or a majority of his cult followers will not even participate or to vote against him, especially if he goes third party.
That's a good point. So Jesus should not vote for Trump in the primary. He should vote for somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Tim. That hadn't occurred to me, and thank you. Thank you for being my spare brain. I appreciate it. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, we got about 30 seconds here. What's up?
Do you think Trump and his allies will serve their time for their crime?
I think so.
You that because,
I'm beginning to think so.
I find that, Do you think so?
Yeah, Jack Smith is a serious guy, and all the signs are that, particularly subpoenaing Ivanka and Jared, I mean, this is a big deal. I'm surprised he hasn't subpoenaed Melania yet, but Johan, I think finally accountability is coming. Thanks for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. And we will catch up with you on the other side tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800. 800-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.